Good morning and welcome to Better Thyself segment of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Code. Decision maker are always required, and the core leadership skills in life, in business, in politics, is always the ability to take decisions. Unfortunately, decision making is a very stressful process, and the biggest hurdle is that before, when we take a decision, our inherent biases, our extraneous influences that may not be related to the issue. So what are those biases? However, let me warn you that these biases are not obvious, but they are the biggest stumbling blocks. Human brain is very powerful, but it has its own limitations. It can't handle the tremendous amount of data coming in every second. So naturally, in order to simplify process, information processing, the brain goes to heuristics. Heuristics are cognitive biases. And cognitive bias is a systematic pattern of deviation from any norm of rationality in judgment. And when the rationality is not there, decisions cannot be objective and worthwhile. As a matter of fact, most of us create our own subjective reality, and as a result, our behavior becomes dictated by the construction and reality instead of facts. We twist the reality in a way that goes along with our beliefs, and we often tend to speak with confidence about things which we don't even understand. And that lies the problem. We are constantly under the influence of cognitive biases. And these biases, as I said, are the biggest impediments to decision making. I, in my life, based on my own experience and observation of other people, have identified 12 types of biases that either enable you to take a decision more accurately and relevantly, or are impediments depending on how you react to them. And these biases can be applied to current and future managers to fulfill their roles as leaders. So you gain more power to remove these biases altogether and become a decisive leader. The first bias is the confirmation bias. The confirmation bias is tendency to pay more attention to those issues which confirm our existing beliefs. This is one of the most common biases. You always favor information that reinforces your thought. You already have an idea. And then something comes, you say, well, that's right. I'll give you an example. You have heard people say sweets are unhealthy. So the moment you have a choice of videos or articles, you read those articles which say sweets are unhealthy. It's a confirmation bias. The second bias is anchoring bias. Now, anchoring bias is related to the tendency of being influenced by the first piece of information, no matter how reliable it is. There is a dispute going on. Somebody comes running and says, well, look here, there's a dispute going on, and it's a girl who started beating a boy. He didn't tell that the boy first teased the girl and then she bit him. So you believed how bad it is. Girls shouldn't be like that. Nonsense. So instead of being objective, you tend to base your reasoning on newer information and set inaccurate. I'll give you another example. You want to buy a car? I think today news was Neetu Kapoor, the actress, bought it for 2 crore 80 lakh, 84 lakh Maybach. Anyway, so you go to a dealer. Dealer says, well, this is 3 crore car, but I'll give it to you for 2.75 crores. Or it's $40,000 car, I'll give you for 30,000. It seems a good deal, because it's the first information the dealer has given you. However, if the dealer told you, look here, the car is 30,000, I'll give you 30,000, you won't take it a good price. You say, well, he's not giving me a discount, but he inflates and then comes down, you are happy. The third, I call it the band wagon. Bandwagon effect. Now, what is bandwagon? It's a tendency for an individual to acquire a particular style in behavior or in attitude because everyone is doing it. You follow the leader. You follow the mob. You don't use your own brain. And all the riots are because of the bandwagon effect. As more people come to believe in something, others also hop on, regardless of underlying evidence. Identifying the bandwagon effect in a two-round lectures. This is also what I also call herd mentality, or group thinking. In corporate context, I'll call it group thinking. In crowd, I'll call it herd mentality. But it's a bandwagon. Now, this is not only a leadership bias, this is by nature widespread throughout the world. For example, voting for a particular candidate in election, not because you want to be, you believe in that man, but because everybody else is doing it, most of the people are doing it. Buying a share in the stock market, because people believe you'll gain in value. Well, you have attended some, you have attended some meetings and more people agree on something, you are likely to agree on the same object and align with the majority. Go with the majority is the rule. That's a bandwagon effect. Fourth is the halo effect. Halos are, you know, those lights behind the sages. It occurs when positive impression of people, brand, our products one area affects your feelings in the other area. They are not related. But say, political, an actor. An actor is no judge of, say, scientific data. But when an actor says something, you believe it. It's a transferred epithet or halo effect. People have a tendency to be influenced by the previous judgment of performance. It relates to the belief that beautiful is also good. Beautiful may not be good. And beauty is misleading. But then you believe, well, he's good looking. Person is good. Horrible thinking. Forgetting the picture of Dorian Gray by so, Oscar Wilde's novel, Dorian Gray, is a great effect of that. He was good looking, so people believed him to be good. And he was a rascal. When he died, his real face came. People who are normally sociable and kind are seem to be smart. They are not. They might be sociable, but they are not kind. They are not compassionate. The next bias is availability bias. Now, this is another very, very damaging effect. It is a tendency of the people to rely on information that comes to mind quickly and easily. For example, you are scared of a terrorist attack because you heard a lot about it in the news. But as attack, people will die. People were afraid of COVID. That was availability bias. More people die in road accidents than they died of COVID. You can more easily statistically be killed by a cow than by a terrorist attack. You may not be miles away from terrorist attack, but you say, wow, this is dangerous. So this availability bias is one of the major, major impediments to taking a decision. Then there's the ostrich effect. This is avoiding information that is perceived as potentially unpleasant. So instead of dealing with the situation, you tend to bury your head in the sand like ostrich, thinking it will go away. For example, bill comes to you, you have spent something. You don't look at it because you are worried about how far behind your other payments. You avoid relevant feedback that seems to be unpleasant but can help you become better at managing a situation. The seventh effect is recently effect or serial effect. Now, recent events are easily remembered and often are more real to us than the past events or potential future events. So the recent fact is a component of a serial effect, and your memory is affected by the position of information. I'll give you an example of this. You are going for grocery and remembering to buy cookies and milk. Why? They were the last items on the list, shopping list, and you forgot it at home. So you remember. Or a teacher is explaining an important concept. You don't have time to write everything the teacher is saying. And when you notice later, you will see that you remember the first few words and the last few words. In between, you might not be able to jot down. But the last word, you remember. Oh God. And then, choice sportive effect. It's a tendency to remember your choices as better than they actually are. For example, you attribute more positive features to your favorite clothing brand in comparison to other brands. If you buy an Apple product, you will naturally put forward the upside of a MacBook and the downside of a Windows computer. I use a Windows program. For me, Apple is a headache. So this is the impediment, choice portal bias. And then the fundamental attribution error. It tells you how when making judgment, people, behavior. We overemphasize personality traits and downplay the situational factor. We assume that no matter how the context, that man's actually actions usually affect two facts, as an individual and what he was. And if we conflate the two, combine the two, we make an error. For example, you are driving and another driver cuts you. You think he is a useless driver, careless. He is not concerned with others' safety. But you might not know that he is a surgeon going on to perform an emergency operation and save somebody's life. One of the most compassionate persons. But you have made a judgment which is wrong. Then the outcome bias. Outcome bias is another common leadership bias. When you judge the quality of a decision primarily based on how the things turned out, rather than analyzing factors that led to the decision. It's very simple. You decide to make all your choices by flipping a coin for a week. And I can tell you, 8 or 9 out of 10, or maybe 7 out of 10, chances are that you'll make a correct judgment. But that's no way. So the outcome judgment is always undesirable, maybe right. Then the correlation bias. This is a tendency that you so inaccurately link an action to an effect. Simple. You are about to receive the result of an important interview, or you are paying for an examination, and just before you get your paper, you cross your fingers, hoping to get a better grade. Now, there is no relation between the crossing the fingers and appearing the examination. As a child, for example, listen, you are attacked by your dog, and you believe that all dogs are bad, and develop a phobia for dogs. And the last is Dunning-Kruger effect. This is when a person's lack of knowledge and skills in certain area causes them to overestimate their own competence. You believe you know something when in fact you don't. And this is the worst effect. I'll tell you. You and your friends decide to pick up, say, a foreign language and learn a bunch of words and verbs in a week. You learn fast, but still you're not fluent. So your other friend, who was also trying to learn, learned a few words. And he's impressed by his knowledge and starts using those couple of words every time. And you think he knows much. So this is Kruger effect. So there are many leadership skills required in modern life. People-centric leadership, purpose-related leadership, and those leadership require practicing mindfulness. When you develop mindfulness, you are able to sidestep these biases and make a judgment that is really worthwhile, and that adds to your quality of being a better leader, a better judge, a better manager, a better human being. Thank you.